Hello. My name is Joshua. I am calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak to Gerald?
Man, every time I do this shit, I'm never asked one question about marijuana. It's always about some stupid shit, so I don't like to do these polls. Is there a question about drugs?
I mean, it's a short survey. No questions about drugs this time.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, they want to, I mean, I don't give a shit.
First of all, I mean, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I voted all my life. Yes, I vote. Why?
Okay. No, it's just part of the question. Speaking with Gerald Garrett, right?
Yes. How you get
Great.
My name? I mean, what the hell is this shit?
Sir, actually, it's just a survey. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November?
I always vote.
Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I always vote, 100%.
Almost certain, right? That's the most...
Yes. Yes.
The highest option I got. Thank you.
Yes.
In that case, sir, in what year were you born? Just the year, please.
1956.
1956, right. Thank you so much, sir. Mm-hmm. What is your race? Is it white, Caucasian?
I'm white.
White?
I was lucky. I was born white, not black, 1943, Selma, Alabama. Jeez.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Democrat Joe Biden, thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Always Democratic.
Democratic always, right? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because Republicans want to lock me up. I did 20 in the military. I'm a disabled vet. Cannabis is my medicine.
Okay.
They say no.
Cannabis
drink alcohol and pop opioid pills or we handcuff you and go to prison. And I'm going, no. What's wrong with you people?
Definitely. I totally understand, sir. Your opinion is extremely important. I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling.
I got it.
And 50
Let's
is
go.
Neutral. Okay, use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you
I
have no
it.
Opinion
no,
or have never
Let's
heard
go.
Of them, please say so. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Ted Cruz.
0.
Joe Biden.
Forty,
thank you. Morgan LaMantia?
I don't know.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa?
Oh, yeah. Hinojosa's good. He's a Democrat, isn't he?
I believe so, sir.
He's got to be. Yeah, he's got to be. Hinojosa's, yeah. I don't know. I give a 75.
He actually is a Republican. He's running in the Republican primary of
Texas
State
Senate.
Yeah,
but he does some good shit. I think he's got my back. I've read some good
okay.
stuff about him. I remember his
From
name.
From 0 to 100?
I've been in here in Corpus Christi now about 25 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Thank you. So what would you rate him from 0 to 100, Hinojosa?
Just a 75.
75, right? Thank you. How about Greg Abbott?
0.
Zero.
Oh, no,
Thank
I'll give him a
10.
I'll give him a 10. I'm not going to give him a 0. He's not like Trump, but I give him a 10.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve the job Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
No, I disapprove. I don't like him
so
busting people
disapprove?
All over the United States. Huh? Yeah, strongly disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat
yes.
strongly disapprove?
No,
right?
No, strongly. Strongly.
Thank you. Would you say you disapprove or approve the job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator?
I don't know about him. I don't know.
Okay, no worries, sir. Thank you so much. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for presidents were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you.
Reluctantly.
And if the
reluctantly. Okay. I'm Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is my guy.
Okay. That's your opinion is extremely important. I appreciate that, sir. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Colin.
Colin, right? Thank you so very much.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
That.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Gutierrez,
right? Democrat Roland Gutierrez. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Mayra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr.
No, Gonzalez. Gonzalez. No,
Gonzalez. Right? Thank you.
Mayra Flores is a crook.
Okay. Well, your opinion is important, sir. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
No, Lamantia, the Democrat.
Exactly. Thank you so much, sir. Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for a governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas legislature.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Supporting a public schools supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
100%.
High priority.
Strongly. The highest.
High priority, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
Highest.
High priority, right? Thank you.
Yes.
Supporting South Texas small businesses.
Highest.
High priority, thank you. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
Highest.
High priority, thank you. Reforming border policy.
Yes, that's good too.
High priority or medium priority?
High priority, thank you.
We are at 73% complete, almost done, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thinking about the
elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Half and half.
Okay, so you would say somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Or somewhat less likely? Somewhat more likely, thank you.
Yeah, somewhat more likely, yes.
Thank you. A candidate who vote to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
Oh, no, 100%, all the way.
Much more likely,
highly.
Correct?
Highly.
Much more likely, correct?
Yes, the highest one, much more.
Exactly. Much more likely is the option here. Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Highly likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. A candidate who voted against Texas' abortion ban. Much less likely.
No, I don't like,
much
I don't
less
like
likely.
That. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Yes, more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely.
Yeah, no, much more likely.
Much more likely,
I don't
right?
Like
thank
that
you
he's,
so very
yeah,
much.
I don't like that he's busing people everywhere.
Yes, sir, I can imagine. Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
Thank you very much. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, right. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm liberal.
Thank you so very much for that. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post HS, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including community college, two-year degree, some college coursework.
Yeah, I just have some college at Corpus Christi.
Some college.
The community college there. Yeah, just some college.
I appreciate that, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Yes, it's Gerald. G-E-R-A-L-D.
Gerald. I appreciate that, Gerald. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study?
No, I'm not interested.
All right, thank you.
I don't care.
No worries. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice evening. And hang in there.
You have a nice evening, too. Thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.